Haywire.
Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Jeremy, Katherine Northern Territory, Dagaman, Jawoan and Wadaman country.
My dad was one of the last proper bush cops. He worked across the Northern Territory, helping turn communities around from the desert to the tropics. People respected him because he cared and understood them. When he passed away, people came from all over the territory where he'd worked. That's when I realised how many lives he'd touched. Growing up, Dad was my biggest role model. But I didn't always follow his example. In primary school, I was well behaved, but by year six, I started going off track. I got into fights, stole things, and started smoking and drinking. I thought it made me cool, but really I was just lost. One night, after breaking into my old school, Dad found out. He gave me the talk that changed everything. He told me how he started with nothing and worked to break the cycle many in our communities face. That hit hard. Slowly, with help from mentors from the Clontarf Foundation and teachers who didn't give up on me, I started to turn things around. Then came the hardest years of my life. In 2020, my brother passed away. In 2024, my grandmother did too. That same Christmas, I lost my dad. Losing them so close together broke me. What kept me going was my faith as a Muslim. I believe everything happens for a reason, even if it's hard to see why. My faith, my family, and the lessons my dad taught me helped me stay strong. 2 weeks after turning 18, I got my first full-time job with the Katherine West Health Board as a health promotion officer in tackling Indigenous smoking. I help deliver programs that reduce Aboriginal smoking and support better health in remote communities. I also joined the Army Reserve's NOR Force in the Arnhem Squadron. This year, I've been part of the NT Youth Roundtable and Katherine Justice Reinvestment Youth Advisory Board. I never imagined I'd have a seat at the table representing my region. Now I'm 19, financially independent, and have bought my first home. My goal is to build something better for the next generation. I want my little brother and sister to see that no matter where you come from, you can always make something of yourself. Dad always said to work hard and make something of yourself. That's what I'm doing now, one step at a time. For him, my family, and the next generation of Territorians.
abc.net.au/haywire